o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. Thanks to Homer. Natural for...
You never know where he's going with stuff.
Nickname talk, anyway. The T-Buck stuff, I mean, he loves T-Buck. They're like brothers from another
he's
mother.
He's biased, like Hunter is with Superman.
We're just going to keep going to the Superman well, aren't we?
We all have biases. Let's just embrace them. It's all. It's
right,
not a big
but,
deal.
Out of the people at this table that have seen the film.
None of you have seen it.
None of us have. Yeah,
so.
How did we not say Mr. Baseball is one of the great nicknames?
Was that a great movie, by the way?
Mr. Baseball?
Or was that Mr. 3000? That's what
no,
that
Mr.
was, right?
3000.
It was a Brewers but
I was in that movie.
Brewers. What?
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
For those that don't listen every day or for those who have forgotten that you were in that movie, what is that?
Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac was filmed at Ben Miller Park, now American Family Field.
Bernie Mac, yeah.
I want to say it was like 2005, 6, somewhere in that range probably. Mm-hmm. And
Usher George hooked you up with a cameo?
Usher George was ushering during the two nights of filming. They filmed overnights. So they started filming
like Major League.
10 p.m. and I think we were there. We got out of there at like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning and went
home. It's like a 14U baseball game.
Some could say. And I was sitting.
How was that? If I may interrupt your story, just curious. How was that? You're retelling on the show. What was the feedback you received in terms of folks' opinions on you having your team play at midnight in Iowa?
It was more parent based, and I said that I was very clear that it was. This was parent based. But again, it comes back to the kids and
memories,
baby. Yeah. So yeah, no, it was. Mm-hmm. If you want to say it was selfish by the parents, you could, and I couldn't disagree.
I heard multiple bits of feedback after the show wrapped up yesterday from fans and from teammates who said the same thing. Those poor kids.
Oh, yeah, those poor kids that get to go get out of here with that.
You think the kids didn't want to go back to the hotel, have fun, stick around a little extra on Sunday, and then play at a reasonable time and go home?
And play at 8 o'clock and get home at 2:30 or 3 in the morning? No, I don't.
They don't care.
Hey, if they want to drive, great.
They don't have school on Monday.
Yeah, those poor kids. Let me tell you something. That's the last thing any of our parents are going to say, period, Finn.
I am going to.
It's real easy for them to cheap seats, ain't it, Bill?
I'm starting to think your baseball team's a little parent-oriented is what I'm starting
Maybe.
To think.
I'm going to reiterate what I said yesterday. The idea that they made a really cool memory that they wouldn't have otherwise made is
That's
what
awesome.
Makes it a great
That's
story.
Great. Yeah, I'm not. Let me tell you something. I ain't worried one bit about whomever you were talking to with their feedback. They can take it.
Kind of like Hunter like, with their opinions
like my old,
on the movie.
My old English teacher.
No, those opinions are the ones that matter.
The receptacle file. You can. That's where you can put that.
Mm. Uh-huh. So anyway, you're in Mr. 3000.
I was sitting in the front row of the second level. There's a scene where everyone does the wave.
You can be seen.
Yeah, as you can pause it, and you can see me doing the wave in a yellow shirt as it's like zooming over. And
did you get paid for that?
No.
Did you get your SAG card?
No.
Is that on somewhere where we can stream it for free and screenshot it?
I'm hoping it's on Peacock, and then Tausch and I could both be on Peacock. That'd be pretty great.
That's true. Still got to find out if in the 60-yard line the guy gets the girl back.
I have not seen Mr. 3000 streaming. I'll see if I can find it.
You look into that. All right. At any point today, would you like to talk about the green and gold
who
are 8 days away from the start of training camp?
Well, you're driving the bus, man. You just let me know when you let me know when I should Susan Sarandon that bad boy and pull the thing.
Yeah, I feel like I don't really let you know when to pull it. I feel like you pull it fairly frequently on your own.
Maybe.
I don't feel like there's really me telling you, hey, next stop, Saukville.
All right.
Or
well,
Packers.
I'm here in Saukville, so there you go.
You are, and you made great time from Sun Prairie. 1 hour and 21 minutes without the half hour from the west side of Madison. All right, so the Packers do kick off training camp a week from tomorrow.
Wow.
If you have been following along with our not only our position-by-position preview, but also the offensive line is highlighted in today's number 6, which, of course, is 2 players in the most important Packers countdown.
We've missed, like, 5 days in a row here.
Yeah.
We're not caught up.
It's Aaron Banks and
it's
Elton
Jenkins. Probably 35 players if we missed 3 days. 10 a clip.
The entire special teams unit.
Guy's got 110 guys, only 90 on a roster.
If I may,
Certainly not going to put that left guard that I was excited about, and LaFleur didn't even know his name.
Yes, Donovan Jennings. Are you at what point do you start to get worried about the Elgton Jenkins thing?
I would say they are practicing on Wednesday the 23rd. I would think if it's the padded practices come on, what, probably Saturday or Sunday then? They'll do 2 days of acclimation.
So they practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They have Saturday off, and then Sunday is the first practice in pads.
That's so awesome for those players. I couldn't be more
You're
jealous.
You're so jelly.
Well, I would bet that my knees and shoulders probably feel a lot better if I had that. But that's I'm not going to complain. Saturday. Or I guess it would be Sunday. If they're out in padded practice Sunday.
And he's not.
And he
he's
is
still
not.
Standing on,
he's standing on the sideline with a bucket hat and a Gatorade. I will probably start thinking, what the heck are we going to be doing here? Is it going to be Monk playing center? Where are they going to go with this? And that's not even getting into the Zach Tom of it. Is he going to play? Right. There's a lot of intrigue in that spot. And if neither of those guys, I will not be panicking when Dream Drive opens on Wednesday and all of the festivities and they're just down there chilling. I ain't sweating it. Just like I wasn't with Jordan Love last year. I wasn't sweating it on Thursday. Friday, and you're starting to wonder, because I think Jordan signed it on Friday and he went to the first padded practice. Or did he miss a padded? Maybe he missed one.
Check my files.
He maybe
on that.
Missed one padded practice. That's when you start thinking, get this done. That's how I'll feel with this.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I get it. There's you know, a line in the sand. Somebody's going to have to come on over. It's going to be a case where neither side is going to be uber happy. Figure it out. But if it gets to be getting into that next part of the week, Sunday, Monday, and he's still not practicing and it's not an injury, I will be starting to get concerned.
I just don't – the part that I still don't understand about this, and then we won't spend any more time on it today. We'll get into some other aspects of the Packers for now. I just don't understand what
with him at all?
With Elgton?
With Elgton?
Not lately. I texted him.
If you text him, any chance that you'll be in pads on Sunday of that, what would he say back to you? We'll see.
Yes, because here's a couple things. One, I really like Elgton.
That's
and,
what I've heard.
And if people think that I have a bias and I'm supportive of him, that's probably fair. That doesn't mean I'm wrong. This still strikes me as an easy thing to fix, and I can't believe
it's
that
always
it
easy when
fixed.
You're spending other people's money, though.
Right,
fairness.
But when you have $46 million of other people's money in cap space and your general manager said that he is an all-pro caliber center and that they've predicated their entire offensive line reconfiguration on him playing that position.
Sure.
Get something done with him so you're not doing this.
Yeah, I won't disagree with you.
So, again, how I feel about him, while I want to make sure I reveal my biases, I don't think I'm wrong in my opinion on that. And, again, if he's going to have $11 million, of which is his base salary, guaranteed once he plays in week one, all he's really looking forward for then is some of the next year's salary to be converted to guaranteed money. So he knows he's going to be here, and you're not going to drum him out. I also would say, as I was doing my research on Aaron Banks for that countdown number six, his contract, I was saying this to Jesse on the drive down, it's kind of a one-year deal in a way.
All right.
I mean, he's basically, he got $27 million in guaranteed signing bonus. He's got a $1 million and change base salary for this year. But he has $9.5 million roster bonuses due the third day of the league year, both in 26 and 27. So if he plays well, they're going to pay that or convert it to a signing
bonus. So you could
go
27 divided by 2 is 13.5. Is that right?
Yep.
And then you have the $1 million. So that's he's averaging about 14 a year if you look at this as a two-year deal. Plus the 9 that they have to make.
Correct.
Unless he stinks, he's going to get 2 years.
Right, but they've left the door open where if he does stink,
they
can get out of it.
They've given versatility, and they have cap space, and they can get out. They want him to play 2 years, and then they want to reevaluate.
Because we were listening to Gabe and Chewy talk, and he doesn't have a whole lot of pelts on the wall. I don't think he's done anything that gives you the impression that he is a can't-miss. This guy's going to be a stud on their offensive line. He's had some durability issues.
I'm going to tell you, there is. It's $27 million. Well, that's the pelt on the wall. He's been a good player for San Francisco. You said he's had some injuries. Russ Ball and those guys are not going to just be dumping $27 million if they don't think he's going to be a good player.
Well, right, but it's also possible they're wrong. For sure.
And if they are, and this offensive line is worse than last year, that's when you have to start questioning what the hell we're doing here. You're moving guys around. You know, I think a lot of us thought that the group was okay last was good. Mm-hmm. And I think the metrics would say that they're good compared to the league. But there was some stuff that they – and I think it, you know, came down to Josh Myers. And Bulaga, I give him a ton of credit. He watches all that and grinds on that tape, and he was very blunt. And it is not easy as a former player to sit there and say he's just not – I give Brian a lot of credit. He was in front of it, and he said, you know what, he's gotten a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they didn't feel that way.
No, and neither did the rest of the league because no one else was interested in signing him. He ended up getting that prove-it deal for the Jets.
I don't even know if he's going to play for the Jets.
Yeah, I don't.
I think the kid from Wisconsin's still the center there.
You are correct, and his contract is undeniably one where you get to the end of training camp and say he's not the guy. He's not worth being a backup. He doesn't have position versatility, and they move mm-hmm. on from him. We will, you know, we will see him. The Jets do come to town for a preseason game, so we'll see how he's faring with the Jets. He won't have Aaron
they
Rodgers.
They doing an inter-squad practice?
No, they are doing it with Indianapolis in Indy, and they're doing it with Seattle in Green Bay.
Okay.
So, all right, we'll get to more of the most important Packers. The question that I wanted to ask off the top, and then we got into nicknames and we got into
Superman
film reviews.
Yeah. Hunter.
Did we get any update from beautiful Salem, Wisconsin on the Kohler Services project and the fact that I'm sure it went much more smoothly after you left?
I'll say this. The tub was brought in. I think I mentioned that
you
on
did.
The stream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As I left, that was already installed. I think they were getting to the tile, and they were supposed to be done sometime mid-morning. Great team at Kohler. They had a great time, and the bathroom is going to look dynamite because of our friends at Kohler Services. Family-owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, you can get $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel, and you don't have to pay any interest for up to 12 months. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote. And you have fast professional installation always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
More live from the ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee Open. We're playing now. We're underway.
Yeah, I feel like they started earlier than usual. You're probably right. I'm just saying.
Just
what felt like.
Well, the golfers are on the course. We'll see how things transpire, but we'll continue all the way till noon here, and then the rest of our programming as well, the rest of the day. Live from the Bog in Sockville, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
As much as I'd love to continue to promote the countdown of players and be teased for the number of players.
You've done a really good job of promoting it. Yeah, even when you're gone, we're promoting it. That's just how good a teammates
well,
we are.
Well, if we're being honest, and that's what we like to be around here, the fact of the matter is that it gives you guys something to talk about if I'm not here, too. It's a functional tool.
Sure. Okay. I'm not gonna fight with you. You were having such a fun day today. I'm not gonna fight with you today. Not at least about this.
That took a strange turn.
What do you mean?
Coming.
Well, I mean, you act like you're doing us a big favor. And
I wouldn't say I wouldn't say it's a big favor. I would say more it's like a hey, Tausch doesn't have any crazy story about playing baseball at midnight. We might need to talk about something Packers-related, and here's something that might be used as a jumping-off point.
Beautiful. We appreciate you.
You're welcome for
wink,
my
wink.
Service. Okay, thanks for making that weird. If you look at the
– You're on your own with this one.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't think it's weird, but continue.
I'm sure you don't. I went back and looked at something that Jason Vrabel said in training camp last year. Remember when Matt LaFleur said that number one wide receiver talk made him want to vomit?
Vomit.
No, it's a fun word.
It is a fun word. It would be a good nickname for someone who...
The big vomiter.
The big refunder. It was interesting because in that same week, Jason Vrabel, who had been the wide receivers coach, is now the offensive passing game coordinator, but he's basically still the wide receivers coach, said, we're going to know who the number one wide receiver is. You know how we're going to know? He's the guy that gets paid.
The bread. Yep.
And so I revisited that in my wide receiver preview today at channel3000.com, which I'm promoting again. But I'm curious, Tausch, do you see a world where none of them get paid?
No. Somebody's going to get paid. Now, getting paid is one thing. Getting paid
a lot.
Top wide receiver one money?
Like Garrett Wilson money from yesterday?
I don't think we're going to see anyone after this season be WR1 money in Green Bay. Now, do I think that Dobbs, I still don't believe it. If he's going to get paid, I'll be shocked. But if he does, it will be much less than what a wide receiver one would be. And I would think it would be the bottom of wide receiver two is about the best case scenario he's going to get. I think
because of his ability or because of what happened last year with the concussions
year.
And him not
it's
coming
what
to
what happened last year. I think if okay. he goes out and balls,
I agree.
I think actually he could put Goody and Russ in a really delicate spot by having a breakout bopper season. Mm-hmm. And then Green Bay is in a really tough spot because they probably would franchise him. I hope we have that conversation. That means he played really well and was consistent. I still believe Jaden Reed is the most likely, but I think looking at this thing big picture, there is one guy that I believe has the opportunity to be wide receiver one, and you won't have to pay him for 4 years.
And that's the number one pick.
So there are guys, someone of this core group of five will get paid. I don't think you're going to see anyone hover around where Garrett Wilson got. And Garrett Wilson is going to be, he's making 31 or 32. That's not Jamar Chase and Jay Jettis and CeeDee Lamb. Those guys are all closer to 40. Do I think one of these guys can emerge? If Jaden Reed balls out and has a great season, do I think he could get close to 30? Maybe. Outside of that, if Christian Watson beats all the expectations in his back,
Halloween,
I still don't think Green Bay is going to pay him that kind of money at this point in his career because of the injury history that he's had. So to answer your question, no, I don't think anybody's going to get Garrett Wilson money out of this existing group non-draft players.
So the top four, as we talk about, because as much as I may like Bo Melton and Malik Heath, the top four are clearly Christian Watson when he's healthy, Romeo Dobbs, Jaden Reed, Dontavion Wicks.
Correct.
Where does Dontavion Wicks fit in your little paradigm there?
He, I think, probably has the most to prove because we've seen glimpses. It's, you know, the analytics say, well, he gets open. He does this. And he came on the scene in a big way. I think it was a Falcon game. He made a great catch and turn and scored up. And since then, I think he has been the case of what a great, promising talent, but you're not getting the great results with it. It's been a mixed bag.
A lot of drops early last season, but then he fixed it down the stretch.
I think he is more of a trail mix guy right now. Like, it's a mixed bag. I don't know what I'm going to get when I put my hand in there. I want it to be the M&Ms. Those little rye. Trail mix got the little rye things.
I don't think the
I don't know what else
that's
is in.
Gardetto's or Chex Mix. Yeah.
Here's the deal. I don't know what's all in trail mix. I know there's some stuff I don't
like. There's raisins.
Yeah, I don't want raisins. Yeah.
Yes.
Nuts.
And unfortunately, last year, there are too many times you're like, like black
pumpkin
I don't
seeds.
Think black licorice is in there, right?
Yeah. There's no black licorice
sunflower
in
seeds.
Trail mix.
Well, here's the deal.
What trail mix are you eating?
It's a mixed bag of stuff.
It's got rye chips
I don't
in
think
it.
He is eating trail mix.
No, I needed to have that when I was watching Superman to entertain me.
Oh, that was just
so unnecessary.
Well, Hunter, especially since you haven't seen it.
Yeah. Hunter keeps chiming in. I'm going to chime back at him. You look at it, and my point is that's pretty much all these wideouts. There's times you're like, okay. And then there's times you're
right,
like,
all four of them. Not
yes.
Just-
Every one of them has had moments that
sounds
you
like
love,
my story today.
And then there's all of them that have had moments that you're, and I think Wicks probably has had more of the, what are we getting here? Like, boy, there's some good stuff. But what is that?
Touchdown catch in Dallas in the playoff game. Yeah, there is. So I would agree he has the most to prove. I do wonder, you know, and obviously Gabe with his little piece of paper at the State of the Packers at Summerfest talking about Jaden Reed, which also became a jumping off point for other shows, which is
well,
really
thank you,
we're
Gabe.
Here for.
Yeah, thanks, mm-hmm. Gabe.
Heard he had a good show that day.
He did. He had a
no examples show. Given, but he had a great show.
You remember?
I can't give you an example. What, you want examples?
He literally just gave you an example, though.
Yeah, now 3 weeks later after I said it.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
Boy, Hunter's
sorry.
Really a chimer today. Normally he's Jessie-ing it. He is chiming. I like it. Keep it up, Hunter. All right, continue.
Jaden Reed was the invisible man down the stretch last year.
Why do you think that was?
Matt LaFleur says it's because he was banged up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any surgeries or anything after the season?
No. I mean, he obviously suffered the shoulder injury in the playoff game. Yep. I do think, and I've said this before, that the Savion Williams pick in part is let's give a guy who's 6'4", 220 the ball on jet sweeps instead of a guy that's 5'10", 187 and not put him in harm's way. But I do think that there's a feeling of kind of, dare I say, pigeonholing him as a slot guy. And we spent some time last week talking about him versus Randall Cobb. But I think it's interesting that you view him as, of the four, the most likely to get a contract. Because if Romeo Doubs, and this is why I still just don't, like, does he not have anyone in his life who he could have talked to before he did what he did last year? Last year, the conversation heading into training camp was, when these guys finish their third season, who's going to get a contract extension first, mm-hmm. Romeo Doubs or Zach Tom? And yep. That is not what we're talking about nowadays.
No.
No one is suggesting that Romeo Doubs is getting – there were more people talking about him being traded to Pittsburgh than him getting an extension.
I don't know exactly what his numbers were last year. Was he one of the top catchers still?
He was.
I think if he had not had that, I'm just going to call it a hiccup, I think there is a chance he maybe would have gotten extended this offseason.
Romeo Doubs finished third on the team in receptions.
He missed a game.
With
at least one.
And he missed time with the concussions as well. I think he missed two more games in addition to that. 46 catches, 601 yards, 4 touchdowns. Look, he and Love, and this is one of the stories that I'd like to tell during training camp and talk to Love more about it, there is a connectivity between the two of
yes.
them. Yes. Perhaps better than he has with any of the other guys.
I don't think it's a perhaps. I think it is.
So that also gives you the opportunity to be really productive as a wide receiver. The fact that he chose to do what he did when he had two fewer targets than Reed and Wicks had at that point, when he'd played more snaps than anybody at wide receiver. I just wish he had had someone in his life to say, Romeo, this is not – you don't want to do this. This is a bad idea. You're in a position that this is – and this is not going to be good for you long term. Not unlike the – somebody just hold out a
yeah,
shot.
Big that was
shot
awesome,
there,
yeah. Beautiful.
And now, I don't know, maybe the organization – is able to forgive and forget and feel comfortable giving him money. But I would argue the combination of that behavior and the two concussions during the second half of the season, I will be really surprised if he gets an extension from this team.
I think it would have to be so team-friendly that I don't know. I agree with you. I just don't see – even if he plays really well, I think it will be fascinating to watch how the Packers view – his production on the field, because you know you also don't want to be sitting here saying you're going to give second chances. You want guys to grow. People make mistakes. But again, I've never seen what happened last year. I've never seen it happen.
I just
haven't. And that is something that is going to leave an indelible mark on how the Packers front office views you. And I think they would be fine going year to year and assuming that's not what Romeo is going to want. That position, along with the offensive line, there's so much still in flux. And that's not a position you really want to be in
if you're chasing a championship.
No, no.
That would be my argument for why I'd probably be less bullish than in the in a normal side. I really think this group is going to make a big jump, and I think Matthew Golden's going to be a big piece of that. But I think just Jordan Love being healthy and hopefully this offensive line, if it is what we think it's going to be, they're going to be better. I think that will be the catalyst for the improvement that the offense needs to make consistency-wise if they are going to chase a chip.
Again, we'll talk more about this as camp approaches. We are just over a week away from this. There's a lot of other aspects to this team we want to get to. I was saying this to Gabe, though, and Chewy this morning. While you always say that after the 4th of July was when you could feel it was coming, yeah. Right? You were starting to get the itch. I have this torn feeling of, okay, I better get whatever other fun stuff I wanted to try and get in this summer. It's training camp is almost here. But I'm also really eager because I want to be there and see, is Elgton Jenkins out there at practice when we start? All those things. How is the wide receiver thing? It's fascinating to me, and we can talk about this coming up. It's fascinating to me that a team that has been to the playoffs the last 2 years that has had this major overturn of their roster and had success while doing it, I still don't know what to expect from them this season. Like, I can see them going 9-8, 10-7 against a difficult schedule. I can also see them going 12-5, and we're at the end of the season going, these guys got a legit shot of being in Santa Clara and playing for a title. So I'm eager for the journey to begin. You're going to be there on the first day of practice next week as well with the Dream Drive and AmFam opening up. But we won't be having any Coors Lights until at least after.
You never know. I never know what I'm going to be doing, but I do know this.
Never know what you're going to be saying either.
If I'm tailgating pregame, if I'm enjoying an experience during the game, if I'm celebrating a 2 a.m. championship in Bettendorf, Iowa, you know I'm going to want a moment to chill, and I will crack open a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light. Coors Light, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged. So it is made to chill and make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, at Golden, Colorado.
We'll get into that a little bit further. Was that your Wolfman Jack?
It's more Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
Thank Kool-Aid, you. Man.
It's not very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Live from the ESPN Milwaukee Open, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Continue live from the Bog in Saukville for the ESPN Milwaukee Open presented by Delzer. We've got trivia coming up. Tausch, I do want to ask you if you have the same vibe about this team right now, and we're going to learn a lot more. That's what training camp is for. But do you have the same vibe of not knowing exactly? Like, I feel like they're good, but I don't know. It's kind of like how I feel about Jordan Love. I feel like he's good. I don't know how good. I feel like this team's going to be good. I don't know how good.
Yeah, I don't think any of us know how good yet. That's why it's going to be fun to kind of watch. We see kind of where the floor is. I think you mentioned 9-8, 10-7. I think that's about where the floor of this team is. Like, you get those first two games are at home. I'll be shocked if they're 0-2. If it's 1-1, okay. And then it is soft underbelly time. And then it gets tough. You know, you start getting to that Thanksgiving game, it's going to be a tough finish. So the question you have, obviously always health comes into play. Where's Jordan Love at in his progression? Has he made big steps? I'll be shocked if he hasn't.
Defensively, I will be very surprised if we don't see something similar, if not better, than what we saw last year.
I would agree with that.
And then when you factor both of those things in, you have a really good bedrock of what your football team's going to be. Then can we have some surprises? Can we have some, oh, this is pleasant. Golden. Watson back early. Dobbs consistent. You have to think, and this is why I like how Goody has approached this, you have a lot of bites at the apple. You're not putting all your eggs in a basket. You're looking at it and saying, if this isn't working, it's not as if you have your Davante Adams and then it's, no offense, you know, Jeff Janis or
Alan Lazard.
Alan Lazard. You have a similar pool. This isn't, oh, you have all these beautiful fresh eggs and then a couple of old stinkers. You have a good batch, and you can go crack it open. You can go find it, and maybe you're going to end up turning out a great omelet. Maybe you won't. Maybe there's going to be some eggshells in there. Maybe there's going to be some. You have opportunities to continue to see it. It's just a matter of how quickly can you get that thing moving so that you know you're trending in the right way. There is risk with that, though. And the risk is you can have Dobbers down and not having production, and that can be a big issue too. So the receivers and O-line, to me, will dictate how this season goes. I think I know where everything else is going to look and how it's going to go, and I think it's going to be above the standards of what most NFL teams have. I think this O-line has a chance to be better. It better be better than what it was last year, and I didn't think last year was as bad as I think Goody and Russ did. So, and Matt.
I think they were scarred by the last game of the season. You've said that a bunch. And I think it may have skewed their view.
Which, by the way, isn't bad. I think they were going to replace Josh Myers.
I agree.
And that's really all we're talking.
Yeah, I think they're also in a position, and I know some of our YouTube viewers don't like the amount of offensive line talk we have. But
just wait, the YouTubers don't like that?
What?
I would think they would love that.
Yeah, there's a few that don't. But
okay. Do they understand that when you look at causation of why teams win championships, it's usually the Chiefs haven't won their championships when they made Super Bowls because their O-line let them down. Philly beat them up.
You're
Tampa
right.
beat them up. When they had healthy O-lines, guess who looked really good?
Patrick Mahomes.
You know who won last year? The best O-line? Jalen Hurts. Yeah, and again, I know there's a big controversy. Oh, he's ninth, and Evan Cohen is all up in arms, like disgusted by it. Jalen Hurts benefits greatly by having a big boy offensive line.
And so does Saquon Barkley.
So, yes, and I get it's not the sexiest thing. I understand, and you know, we talk it because we know it. And I can tell me the last Super Bowl champion team that hasn't had a top 10 offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to still be waiting.
I love the cup tap to hammer home the point.
Well, it irritates
really
me. I am a big YouTube dweller and YouTube viewer. I think it's great.
You're just not sure about your subscription.
No, I don't love. I don't love that.
So
no, I want you. Do they like the Superman talk?
I've not checked that lately, but I know when we talked some offensive line late last week, there was some negative feedback. My point is, do they
understand?
The overcorrection feels like also, well, we have to find a place for our first-round pick, and I understand that there's a pressure for that.
Yeah.
But I think the left tackle, he is not the big Lamborghini.
I think Sheed's going to win that.
But I would be – if they give that job away – to the first round pick when they have basically a dead heat in training camp, I would find that troublesome.
If Sheed plays really good football and doesn't get that spot, I wonder how content he'll be staying in Green Bay.
I couldn't agree with
which
you.
Which sounds crazy because he's a late pick. But we'll see how that works out. That's why it's so intriguing, and that is going to be, if this team is going to do big things, that group is going to lead it. And Josh Jacobs is going to be a huge part of that, but he's going to be a huge part of it because that group is leading the charge.
We made our trek down here together. Jesse wanted me to ask him to stop at Quick Trip, but I wanted to make sure we got here. We'll make our stop on our way back. You, of course, made your stop at Quick Trip.
I love Quick Trip. Y'all know I love it. And, oh, boy, it's a new set of deals coming. We had great deals all the time. There's always great deals. But right now, and there's one that makes me nervous. And I don't get nervous that easily. Not the only thing. Quickery white bread, 99 cents a loaf. That's great.
Yeah.
They have these pork loins that are wrapped in bacon.
Oh, those are good. I love those.
Four of those for $5, which is great. You get the grill going. You go grab it. Mm-hmm. It's a great, easy meal.
Great healthy. Summer dinner, yeah.
This is the one that makes me nervous. I love Nature's Touch ice cream. I love the little caramel pecan. That's not nice. Turtle sundae. I love that. It's great. We get the big pail when that's been on sale.
Yep. Uh-huh.
We've gotten that, and then we make milkshakes at home. But right now, Nature's Touch ice cream, 1 pint. For $3.99, and then you get one free.
What?
So you're getting two blanket
pints
for $3.99? Are you kidding me?
Oh.
I got. Can you eat and drive at the same time? You just get all you need is
what
a spoon.
What are the chances you spoon him? You give him spoon. You spoon
zero.
Him. You're not. Hey. If he gets an ice cream and you're feeding him, no chance?
Zero.
Well, if you want it, $3.99 again. You get one. You buy 1 pint for $3.99.
What are the chances you spoon him?
Life is busy. Quick Trip gets it. Quick Trip is your one stop for ice cream, for variety, quality, fast service, gas, free air for your tires, and clean restrooms. Quick Trip, boy, they got you covered. Remember to download the Quick Rewards app and take advantage of all Quick Trip has to offer, like rewards on every purchase and ordering ahead. And, of course, they have the great fun game, the Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Get in on that.
Playing every day.
All the way till August 17th. Quick Trip, we will see you next time. What is so funny?
We will spoon you next time.
Spoon me.
Well, I meant because he said, can you drive?
You
spoon and give him a little shovel.
Thank you for clarifying.
A little shovel of the ice cream.
It's just that sometimes your phraseology.
Do you remember his phraseology early in the show?
Yeah,
that was borderline crude.
It goes both ways.
Okay.
Let's play some trivia.
That's a
great idea.
Jesse, what's today's category?
I don't know.
Oh, that's from our Pella Experience Center day.
Sparky in Sussex.
Spark dog.
Delivered this sealed manila envelope.
It's not sealed. I can see it's open.
God, you are such a...
We don't lie on the show. We're on video. People would have been able to see that.
Ooh, I haven't used one of these brass fasteners in a long time. Okay, here now.
Let's get down to brass fasteners.
It is sealed. I thought it was sealed the whole time.
Uh-huh.
So I have not opened this manila envelope.
How do we know?
It could be anything in here. Sparky in Sussex delivered these trivia questions to us at Pella last week. I think he said it's Brewers trivia. But I do not know that for certain.
Them is.
So, there's 18 holes at the bog. Let's take caller 18. And we're all going to find out together what the questions are and if they're accurate and what the category even is.
Okay. You've confirmed that it's not an empty manila envelope, though, right?
Because sealed until now. Would you like me to unveil it?
Well, okay.
Sparky has been a A1 from day one.
Yeah, but it would be a great gag.
I can confirm there was something in
all
here.
Right, thank you for your service. Caller 18 right now.
If I'm Sparky right now, I'm irritated with you for not trusting him.
Why?
I trusted Sparky 100 out of 100.
Yeah.
I would have trusted. You really think Sparky's going to put an empty slot in the manila envelope?
I don't think so either.
But you did.
It appears to be baseball trivia.
You Ronald Reagan.
Baseball
trivia.
You
wanted
to trust but verify, as I've learned from you and Ronald.
Ronnie.
Caller 18 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 18 right now. Plays Wildy and Tausch trivia live from the bog for the ESPN Milwaukee Open presented by Delzer.
This is our crew.
A drive, left center, deep. See you later. Caleb Durbin, turn out the lights.
You're listening to Madison's new home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, 100.5 ESPN.
Time for trivia. We just had a bit of a strong debate, though.
That was a contentious commercial break for us.
It's I think it's why we're best.
Well,
we're best when we're limited.
Was it contentious, the TV show discussion, or was it your numbering of the question?
Tausch thought I was patronizing him.
What do you mean I thought I was? You treated me like I was a three-year-old baby.
I did.
Well, then you could see the number?
Looking like, what the heck? Yeah, Jesse, I can read. And then somehow I have to apologize because Jason's like, well, I would have read it this way. Really? Jason is a smart, well-educated wordsmith, and it's amazing.
So what we learned, Nelly.
What we learned is, Sparky, thank you for doing trivia for us.
You also made alterations to it.
I always make a little bit of edit. Like,
sounds like you don't really think Sparky did a very good job. You renumbered it. You edited it.
Thank you. Yeah.
All good writers have editors, Jason.
I don't actually right now.
Huh. No further questions.
All right, let's play trivia presented by Vortex Golf.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
You don't have an editor?
No, we have somebody who's in charge of the Channel 3000 website.
So you could literally write anything.
You do anything you want in your columns.
I think I would hope that my buddy Kyle takes a look at it after I've posted it. But luckily, I'm a responsible person.
Once it's posted, it's done.
Well, you can still edit it.
They can change websites, Tausch.
What do you mean?
Hunter,
I'll tell you what.
You want to get after me.
No, what do you mean you can change websites?
Hunter's spoiling for a fight with you.
No, what is
ever since Superman.
What does it mean you can change websites?
You can go in, like, say I have a typo.
Yeah.
I can go in and fix that. Unlike the newspaper, where if I had written something and it was printed, I can't go around to everybody who got that copy of the paper and, like, fix my typo. I think that's kind of what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Not really. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Greg.
It was good enough that Hunter felt like he needed to interject.
I think Hunter, you and Hunter need to have a Coors Light together.
The silence was deafening.
Jeez. Yeah. Make sure you have a lid on your Coors Light if you're drinking it by the equipment.
Greg and Wauwatosa, welcome to the show, awkward though it may be. How you doing?
Not too bad. Sounds like you're having a good time, though.
I thought Greg hung up. Greg, how did you like Superman? How did you like the movie Superman, Greg?
No comments. Haven't seen it. Haven't seen a single one.
God, Greg. Well done.
That's
sir.
Good.
All right, here we go. The category is Sparky in Sussex's renumbered and edited trivia
on a website.
Baseball trivia from Sparky and Sussex.
And you can watch it on TV if you broadcast your YouTube feed to your television.
I hope you screw these questions up so bad.
I mean, I'm going to intentionally do it.
Question number one, which I promise will not be screwed up, but Jesse did edit. Which baseball stadium is the oldest in Major League Baseball? Is it Wrigley Field, Fenway Park, or Yellowstone Park? I would have gone Jellystone.
Oh, that would have
been funny.
Yeah.
It's a toughie between Wrigley and Fenway. I think I'm going to go with Fenway.
Wrigley Field was in 1914. Fenway, 1912. Well done, Greg. Question two goes to Tausch. Do the one with the number two by it.
No, I'm going to do the with the number three by it.
Well,
which
I forgot to edit that answer now.
All right. This park.
Jesse!
This park hosted Demolition Night in 1979.
Disco Demolition
Night. Why is it going out of order?
This park hosted Disco Demolition Night in 1979. Was it A, Comiskey Park, B, Candlestick Park, or C, Ford Field?
Oh.
No idea.
Greg, how old are you?
Greg's got a great radio voice, by the way. Deep.
I'm 26.
Okay, that makes
sense.
Wow. You do have a great radio voice, he by does. The way. Taush has got some time off coming up. What are you doing the week of June or July 26th?
Working my 9-to-5.
I think okay. he's going to be right. watching Super Bowl.
All right, give him the options again.
Comiskey, Candlestick, Ford Field.
We'll just toss out Candlestick.
It's a good guess.
You know, our friend Ashton Rotman, a big White Sox fan.
Is that right?
Yeah, big White Sox
got
fan.
They got awful. Sell the team,
tough time
bro.
To do that.
Move to Nashville. That's what they need to do.
No, the correct answer is Comiskey yeah. Park. Jesse, are you doing question three or am I?
I thought you would do it.
I'll do it. Here it is, Greg. Let's bounce back. There are 7 Major League Baseball stadiums. So this is really baseball stadium trivia.
I guess it did kind of turn into baseball stadium trivia.
I can see Sparky being a guy that has hit all the.
The envelope was sealed.
Can we just agree?
Can you get Greg the question? He's got to get back to his job.
A 9-to-5.
Yes.
Can we just agree that now, upon further review, the comment that we should have opened it ahead of time had some validity
no.
to it?
I have not agreed to that. I think none of this would be an issue if we just opened it and read it.
Greg, it very well would have been an issue. Greg, question three is this. There are 7 Major League Baseball stadiums with retractable roofs. Which one of these is the oldest?
Ooh.
Is it Minute Maid Park, the home of the Houston Astros? Is it the Rogers Center, formerly known as the Sky Dome, the home of the Toronto Blue Jays? Or is it AmFam Field, formerly known as Miller Park?
I think Minute Maid opened right after AmFam, if I remember correctly. But I know the Rogers Center has been along for a long time. I've been around for a long time. I'll go with the Rogers Center.
And you are correct.
Wow. Oh, Reale. That was
pretty good throw, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Greg, you got 2 out of 3 right. That means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries into Friday's drawing. It was a little choppy for us, but
very
we appreciate
choppy.
Your radio voice. We appreciate your loyalty to the show. Get back to your 9-to-5 job, but keep listening while you do it, buddy. Thanks.
Will do, guys. Love y'all. I love you guys.
Love you, too. Love you, too. Love you, too.
Is that how you say that to Sarah?
Maybe. The 11 did she just crush trivia or not? She did, maybe.
We need to get to the 11 o'clock hour.
I'm never printing questions and sealing them in a manila envelope ever again.
Wait, he printed them.
Yes. They were.
You didn't print them.
They were delivered in the envelope.
You guys are so ungrateful. To the fans that do this, it bothers
I am
me.
Not.
No,
Sparky's.
You do.
No.
You just, yeah, and Sparky's too nice to say it. That was rude by you.
Yeah, Jesse, you're being a little rude.
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
You know I'm right. You got Up North Joe, and you're not thanking him for doing it. You got Tier 1 Tyler, and you're ripping him. I'm just going to say thank you to everybody that does it. You guys do whatever you want to do.
Trivia service.
I appreciate the effort.
Why don't you thank AmFam for being such a great partner as well while you're at it. How
Love
does
it.
That sound?
Dream Drive coming up next week. And American Family Insurance has been a proud partner of Wilde and Taush from the jump and for almost 100 years. They've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. So you're free to chase and enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. With American Family Insurance, get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Taush, live from the ESPN Milwaukee Open, presented by Delzer at the Bog in Saukville, starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Taush, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.